Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, if you could just find, I want a, like a different way to say cheap. Frugal. Just someone who's different than frugal. One that's often not used. There must be something. Other than tightster, because a lot of people don't understand
parquet. I remember a phrase my uncle used to use.
Remember one that I used to use in high school.
My grandpa.
This is it. This is
all right.
Happy New Year.
Cheapskate. Happy New Year's. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. I'm Mike Ward, this is Pantelis,
yo.
Chris Ramsey, and we got Pantelis that showed up.
he's drunk.
Poseidon.
He's
drunk. Yeah, you're drunk already.
No, I'm not
I'm Pantelis, he's Poseidon.
Did I call you Poseidon?
You called him Pantelis.
He called him Pantelis?
Gave him a compliment.
Okay.
And you disgust me.
He would rather call you Pantelis than say your name.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to block you from my memory.
Yeah, this piece of shit.
Way easier just to say Pantelis twice.
Welcome to the Chris Ramsey YouTube content house. It's filled with clown shoes, costumes, and kids.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You have so many fucking costumes in this place.
No joke, if I were to lie to CSIS and be like, this is like a crazy pedophile.
Yeah.
If they'd come in here, they'd be like, oh my fucking God, where are the children?
Yeah, he's
Once they're here, they're fine. It's getting them in here. It's really difficult. It's been a problem.
Costumes, cameras, secret rooms. This is a very suspicious den.
Yeah, it's very hard to get
the
them in here.
That are the problem?
Yeah, and the law enforcement's been really down my throat these days. Having a hard time. But hey, on the plus side, that was all 2023. And this is New Year's.
New Year, new kids.
Yeah. New Year. There you go. Yeah. We got to roll back the clock. You know what I mean? They can't all be turning 18.
They're all fucking old.
You know? Jesus Christ. What is this fucking podcast?
I'm sorry we called you. We're sorry we called you a pedophile when
hell,
clearly
guys?
Poseidon is dressed like
you guys are fucked up.
You look like you perform rituals with kids.
Maybe I do.
Yeah,
he's the only one not wearing a costume.
He just showed up like this from outside, bro.
I didn't even drive here. I don't know how I got here.
You look like one of Jesus's apostles, but the one that was scheming.
Judas.
He was not even Judas. Fuck no, you like just some guy.
Wasn't he the only one that was scheming?
No, yeah, but that's why you they never even knew you were there, but you were just
12,
scheming.
He was the only one scheming.
That's right.
But there must have been other fucking
You look like you were that one apostle. They were originally 10, but with you they were 12.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when you heard they were gonna crucify him, you were like, oh damn, but
about time.
Are we still going to that thing, right? I'm still going to that thing on Saturday, right? That's still cool. Are we still cool for that? Can you get me a pass, do you think?
Yeah, if you're not going to be there. My dog, Jesus.
If you're not going to be there, you hit the guy up, let him know that I'm coming. Is that... That was
Fuck.
You look like you're an extra in Resident Evil 4.
I never watched it, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's a game. Green gets it.
You know, Green gets it.
Yeah.
Yo, you been playing any video games?
No. Just same ones. Actually, play this little zombie game. It's not good.
Not good, huh?
No.
There was the Game Awards that just took place.
Oh, yeah.
There was some drama.
Why was there
drama? What happened? A couple things, but the only thing we're going to talk about, I guess...
What was it?
Well, GTA 6, that was cool. That came out, I think, before the trailer, which looks amazing.
Oh, the trailer? I saw the black chick twerking on the hood,
of the car,
and it was written GTA 6, and I was like... That's weird that they wrote. I didn't even get that was part of the trailer. I was like, that one, that's weird that she's doing that. And two, and then I realized, oh shit,
marketing
that's a real thing.
We're remaking the trailer. I haven't told anyone, actually, but we're remaking that trailer, Montreal Edition. By the time this comes out, it already came out.
Ah, nice.
You're in it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's funny. Fuck. Dressed like this.
Okay.
No. He's in it.
We all look like Florida Man right now, by the way.
I didn't even know
every
that.
One of us, like...
Because I saw it?
What?
Did you guys ever do the Florida Man thing online with
your birthday? With your birthday, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You've done it, too? That's
yeah,
like...
Preach told me why, or told us why... The Florida Man thing exists. There's a weird law in Florida that any crime, they have to publish it in a newspaper, whereas other states, they don't.
Oh.
So Florida, technically, they probably do have more fucking weirdos than most states,
yeah.
But they don't have that many weirdos per capita.
Yeah, but we're hearing about it is the difference.
Yeah, because if a guy like in Ontario fucks a photocopier,
yeah.
There's not going to be an article. But in Florida, they have to... make an article about it.
You guys are gonna freak out. I'm gonna send you two links. I sent you one. There's still stuff missing, but stuff has been redone for Montreal.
Can we
that's
why
I'm sending it to him. And then the other one we're not gonna use, but Gapes went so crazy. He just put my face, your face, everyone's face in the trailer. Like he used that AI shit.
Okay.
But he made me as the chick.
Yes, I know.
And I'm like riding you at one point.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see that?
I saw it.
Like, God damn. Bro,
I was like, I wonder if he saw it. He's going to be so mad.
Of course.
It's weird when you see your face on a hot chick.
Oh.
Yeah, because then you're like, what do I want to, do I want to?
Do you rather be a hot chick or an ugly chick?
Well, look, as soon as I stopped jacking off, I was like.
If I was a guy?
Yeah, no, like if you became a girl, would you rather be a hot chick or an ugly chick?
But I was a guy before.
Yeah, and you're going to become a guy again after.
Hot chick.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd want to, actually, I don't know. Do I want to get fucked?
I wouldn't want to get fucked
but you're a chick now.
But so you're going to be a dude
but you're still
again.
A guy inside, so you're a lesbian?
Yeah, and then in 3 days, you're
going to
be a
lesbian.
Guy again. Yeah.
What you're saying is that I have a choice to become
Would
a hot lesbian?
Would you rather be a hot lesbian or an ugly lesbian?
Dude, hot lesbian. I get all those chicks you couldn't nail before.
Yeah.
I'm currently an ugly lesbian.
And I sent you the AI one. So yeah, it's not done, obviously, but when this comes out, the final version will already be out. I don't know if we could hear. Can we hear? So, because it hasn't all been cut in yet.
Oh, shit, I didn't see this.
But this is the remake.
That's amazing.
Geese?
Was that my buddy?
Wow.
Oh.
That's amazing.
That's great.
Casino?
That, we're going to have Sonya send us something.
Nice.
That was when they broke the apartment.
You got to get those kids vaping on a plane during COVID.
Oh, we have them.
Yeah,
we're going to add them. Yeah. We got the heist there. We got the airplane kids. We're going to add the footage.
Rouynoc, medaillon que touche mon pénis. Remember that shit?
No. What is that?
No.
No.
Continue, Kevin.
So when you see the next link that he sends you where he changed the AI stuff, he put in little dude. Guido is the Joker.
Whoa,
and that's me. And
you're
that's funny.
With our, and your voice is in the beginning.
Okay,
it's crazy how he did it.
That's dope. I didn't see this one.
Yeah, if you look at the next link he sent, it's what Gapes did. Gapes is insane.
Very talented man.
Gapes,
shout
insane.
Out to Gapes.
Mm. Yeah, Gapes insane. So this is what Gapes did.
Gapes is in G A P E.
Yeah, Phil did the other one. This is Gapes now.
G A I P.
Oh, okay.
S.
Oh, like Gary A P. Like type.
Yeah.
That's Mike.
Oh my God.
That's Preach.
Oh my God.
Rewind it so we can hear it.
Yeah. Put it back. Put it back.
Put the volume on.
Mike's
going to
freak out.
So the lady is Preach?
Yeah. It suits him though.
He looks so good.
It's so crazy. They're all changed.
That's
if you look
so
at their
funny.
Faces. You're going to catch Guido in there?
This song. So many people are listening to this song now.
It's such a good song, though.
It's a great song.
It's going to get really creepy, though. Look, that, I forgot who that is, but like he changed the face.
That should have been Sebastian Burgo.
Maybe. You can see Guido now.
The police.
Poseidon. That's look, Guido. Guido, bro.
That's wild.
Guido hilarious. Is a thing, guy?
Yeah. That's me and Poseidon.
Yeah, you guys are going to fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look how weird this is.
God, yeah.
I'm not gonna.
So absurd.
I'm not gonna lie. It turned me on a little bit.
Bro, turn me on.
No,
you're thin.
Dude, yeah. I'm. Yeah.
Yeah. How like, crazy God is that? Damn, I look
yeah, that's wild.
I was like, I'd fucking dude if I could have that shit.
I'd bang a dude if I could be thin like that. And you could. AIDS make you lose.
That's
make
true.
You
oh,
lose
fuck
weight.
It's true.
Yeah.
Fuck
you guys ever hear the AIDS diet?
New diet.
What is it?
You ever heard of the AIDS diet?
No.
There is an actual diet.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
In to like get AIDS?
The early 90s. Throw this on. Put this on. Look at AIDS diet commercial.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That my mom used to buy
oh, the
those.
Pills?
They were like chocolate-flavored little candy
yeah.
pills.
And there's commercial being like, here's how the AIDS diet can
oh,
help.
They're called
yeah.
AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they AIDS you.
The most unfortunate name for a diet candy.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Would have been amazing if she was like until my husband and he was like hello.
I'm the one who brought AIDS into the home. I bet it does.
AIDS.
It's so funny AIDS. Because that's a symptom of AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Like that's crazy. Yeah.
I wonder if the AIDS people, like the candy people,
yeah,
like when. Like legit HIV AIDS.
They're like, can we call it something
became
else?
A thing. They're like, all right, okay, yeah. I wonder how many people are gonna find out about yeah. it.
They're like,
how many people are gonna yeah. like make the connection? You think?
Imagine they're like, okay, we'll change the name, Cadbury's cream eggs.
Yeah. So, yeah. Or they're like, how about we call it cancer?
Yeah.
Is cancer a better name?
Yeah, could you imagine
cancer? You know, like the astrological sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think it stood for? A because it must be it must stand for something.
Didn't stand for because it aided you. It helped you.
AIDS.
Yeah, it's an aid.
Or was it like
A-Y.
Artificial youngening?
You
dietary supplement.
Oh, maybe.
Huh.
2026 or 2020, yeah, 2026, they said the FDA is planning on approving an anti-aging drug for dogs. You guys saw that shit?
For dogs?
Oh, shit.
For yeah. dogs, baby. That's amazing.
2026.
That's close. I got to keep
that
my dog alive.
Your dog is going mean, to be
there,
like...
Pushing. There is taxidermy.
My dog's going to be 30 by then.
Yeah, but you can have your dog forever with taxidermy.
That's disgusting.
Oh, but, I'm just saying.
But that's weird.
They would last forever.
I knew a lady that had that in Quebec City. It's illegal now. But in the old days, it wasn't.
What?
Like having your dog stuffed.
You can have that. That's not illegal.
It's super illegal.
It's super illegal.
Really?
Excuse
yeah,
me,
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
You can super bring that.
Illegal.
What?
You also can't do it to humans anymore either. Like, it's the fucking law, bro. It's the government. They want to get up and
wait a second. Are you kidding me? You can't stuff your dog.
No.
Not even with your car.
It's big. Yeah.
No, not my dog.
Yeah, there's for real, you can't do it. I
yeah,
heard
you can't do it.
You didn't know it's like super inhuman.
Yeah.
Not. I mean,
well, no,
it's human. They're a dog.
But if it's dead,
inhumane, though.
Yeah, but they're a dog.
Humane.
Yeah,
but also,
dead.
Also, if it's
yeah.
dead,
you have to have respect for the dead, Poseidon.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I thought they just bring, look like a corpse.
They just bring the dog to build a bear and just pound its butthole into
God
one of those build a bear fillers.
Oof.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
That's probably what they do. It's
yeah,
super easy.
I think they slice it open, just take everything
smash
out,
smash
its
spine
just,
on the build a bear.
So it's just fucked up. But yeah, you're not allowed to do that shit.
Like, there aren't that many people that do that anymore.
Taxidermy. I wouldn't do that.
Like, I remember when I was little, I used to know people that did taxidermy. And now.
Like, there was a few of them?
Like there were, like, I didn't know them personally because they were all old men, but I'd
yeah.
see, like, taxidermy shops. And now you don't see anyone. Like, if
yeah.
someone took. Like, if one of you guys told me, hey, I got into taxidermy, I'd fucking start watching you
yeah.
to see. If you're murdering children.
Yeah.
In 95 or 96, I was a young lad. I was in Alberta visiting my family. I remember we went with my aunt and I think my cousin Chris. We went to visit one of their friends. We were in the house. And I remember because it was in the 90s, but they had like an Atari because I was playing shitty old games. But they had, I didn't understand what taxidermy was, but they had like wolf, they had real animals that were taxidermized. Okay. But it couldn't register in my head that that used to be a real animal that they stuffed. And even though it was explained to me, it's taxidermy, whatever the fuck it was. And I only realized years later, thinking back and being like, holy fuck, I was petting just dead wolves that these people had.
Yeah. You thought it was just like a really cool toy?
I thought it was like a sculpture. It didn't click. I was too young to understand that you could do that. Like something's dead and you open it up. Yeah. And it just brought back a memory because you talked about taxidermy. Damn. Yeah.
Well, there was a restaurant in Park X that had like a bunch of like stuffed dead animals on the wall.
No, not stuffed. You're talking about the head of like a
the head
deer.
Of deer and shit.
You're talking about Marvin's.
Elatos.
Marvin still has it.
Marvin still has it?
Yeah.
No, but Elatos had like all kinds.
Well, it's called Elatos, bro.
Yeah, dude.
What's the what does Elatos mean?
Yeah, yeah, what does it mean?
No, they have like a little deer.
Yeah, that deer, they had all kinds of other shit, I remember.
But people used to have that mounted all the time, horns. Yeah. That was a normal thing. But we're talking about a full animal. What they do is they cut it inside. It looks like a real, it looks like a statue.
Yeah, that's
what
I always found that shit weird.
Oh, but it's an art, dude. It's fucking art.
Also be like this.
Yeah,
I found out that in the movie Wizard of Oz, the lion was wearing actual lion skin.
Ooh.
Like the costume was actual lion
cool
skin.
Cool touch.
Like Hercules.
And it didn't even look like I remember. Like I was like, pathetic. No, it was fucking shitty fur.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it and I was like, oh no, that's real
authentic.
Fucking lion skin.
And the snow was real asbestos. Well, it was asbestos.
Yeah,
did
it wasn't
you know
really
are you saying asbestos?
Asbestos.
It's not asbestos. Good thing it wasn't asbestos.
Good thing it wasn't asbestos.
Oh, asbestos
will kill you.
Yeah.
But asbestos, whatever the fuck
it is.
Asbestos.
Asbestos
I can see.
Dude, by the power of asbestos in me.
But is it asbestos or asbestos?
The best is vestus, really, if you're festive.
The best is asbestos, man. Whatever you want.
Asbestos.
I think it's in Greek, it's asbestos.
I think it's festivus.
It's festivus. For the asbestos rest of us.
For the rest of us.
It's asbestos for the rest of us.
They killed all those midgets that they had in that. Yeah, they all got like cancer and shit. They had some midgets.
Oh, midgets. Okay, I was like,
midget is like, that's the classy term.
Oh, because the costumes? Because the asbestos costumes?
No, it was the snow. It was fake snow.
Oh.
It was fucking
poison?
Asbestos.
It was like rat poison.
God. Oh, and all the midgets died?
Well, that's what midgets tend to
do. Ended up getting cancer and stuff.
Yeah.
Down the road.
God damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's I suppose it beats working for a witch, you know? Mm.
Can I tell you something? I rewatched it recently, The Wizard, like in the last couple of months. I rewatched it. I made my wife watch it. I was like, this was my childhood. When I was young, it scared the shit out of me.
It's a scary movie.
And when I was watching it now, like I understood stuff I didn't when I was a kid, but I was still like, I see why I thought it was creepy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of very nightmarish undertones. All the people singing, it's fucking weird, bro. It's goofy, but it's for a kid. It's fucking strange.
It's not a kid's movie.
No.
As soon as there's a witch, I'm like, you can't show this to kids.
It's all about the gold. It's all about like it's basically the undertones were about the Federal Reserve and about
shit.
Yeah, the green the New Deal that they were. It's all an allegory for like real life in the States.
I don't know.
That's all it was. I found out in university, and then when I rewatched it now, I was like, fuck yeah, that's true.
Who's the wizard then? What's he?
Yeah, I remember.
The president?
They broke it down. They had a thing for everyone and who really has
the Grand Wizard.
But it's actually, that's how they used to make movies, which was more impressive.
Leader of the KKK.
It's movies used to have real meaning.
Yeah,
we're off to see the wizard.
Yeah,
the wonderful wizard.
It's just a big KKK rally at the other end.
We're off to be the wizard. Yeah,
it's like exactly. Holding torches.
Yeah, no blacks.
No blacks, but wasn't she in Greenface? She was in Greenface.
She was in Greenface. It was cool, though. A cool moment was when it switched from black and white to color.
Yeah.
Because you went into the new world, so everything was colored.
Mm.
Into Oz, that was
cool. She went from blackface to greenface. That might have saved her career.
Yeah.
Because in the black and white version, she was just dark-facing the whole thing.
She was black the whole time.
And then when they brought color, they're like, oh, fuck, no, it's green.
Wow,
sorry, my bad.
Wow, why misunderstood the
carry
whole
on,
time?
Carry on.
I thought it was a race thing.
Yeah,
I misunderstood this whole movie, but yeah, it was it's a good movie for the time, but man, is it weird? A lot of those are very psychedelically driven films back in the day. If you watch them, you're like, this is wacky.
What is the theory of the guys from Pink Floyd? If you listen to the album,
Wall?
Was it The Wall? If you listen to the album and play
Wizard of Oz
at the same time,
it just syncs.
It
well.
Lines up like. Eerily perfect.
Yeah.
Even though there's no relation,
it just works.
Yeah, geometrically. Or because
it's
what
a trippy movie, and
it
has the same ebbs and flows as like an album.
The only thing is, the album is 44 minutes long.
Yeah.
So you got to play it twice. I guess.
I don't know. I never tried it.
Or you play it and then.
But apparently all the beats are there when the songs start, and it's very like bizarre. So a lot of people, like, they would get just crazy high and just pop that on.
But let's be honest, if you're crazy high on shrooms, anything seems like it lines up.
Not wrong.
The best thing high I find is Family Guy.
It's very funny.
Yeah. Family, like, whenever, like, I used to like Family Guy, and then when I started doing edibles, I fucking loved Family Guy. And then when I watch it now, since I don't do edibles anymore, I'm like, I don't get it. It's not, it's not that good.
It's true.
It's okay, but it's unamazing.
That is true, though. That is true.
But on edibles, I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, they get me.
They fucking, that's amazing, because they know that I'm not going to listen to the story. I'm not going to know what's going on. Yeah. But they're going to get
me. Yeah, they're going to come out of left field with like a lubed up deaf guy. And I'm like, whoa. Whoa. That's fucking,
you got
did not expect I'll be laughing that hard.
Did you see the fucking the trailer for Back to the Future 4?
What?
It's not real.
Don't lie.
It's not?
No, it's AI.
It looks so real. It's
fan
AI?
Trailer. Fan trailer.
Oh, it looks
you got
so
me excited.
Good.
I saw the same one, and for the it fooled me for 10 seconds. And I was like, nope. That's from this movie. That's from that movie. This is AI. This is their voice.
I didn't even see the trailer. I saw like a making of, but it looked like real.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Is this fake news?
God damn.
Maybe you saw a different. Maybe you saw the real thing. Hold on.
I hope it's real.
You're looking at it.
He's not digging. Finding, he's not finding anything on the internet. You know what the best edibles were? Whatever we got in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We laughed like that was a good night. We thought we were gonna die, but we laughed like crazy. This fake as shit.
Yeah, it's fake. This is what I saw.
I wish this was real.
Yeah.
Fuck, he looks so real, Michael J. Fox.
I think it's a different movie.
It might be
movie.
A shaky cam.
Yeah, he's just stable on it.
Oh, this does look good.
It's all AI shit. It's so sick.
By the way, Mike, remember that this is AI right now, and this is still early consumer AI. This is going to change the game. We're not going to exist in a few years.
Yeah, this is all fake.
This is AI?
This is fake.
This
no,
so good.
This is a dude who made
so
this.
Real.
Garbarino.
This looks so real.
But
this
he took from here, from there.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, if I was Warner Brothers, I'd be like,
I'm hiring 10
of this. Fucking just fire everyone.
Yeah.
Fucking, why do I got to deal with Robert De Niro?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fucking fire them and just hire this guy.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's what they're trying to do. That's why the actors are on strike.
I miss Michael J. Fox, man.
He's not dead.
No, but I miss fucking actual Michael J.
Miss,
Fox.
You miss non-shaky
Michael
J. Fox.
Dude. He got fucking dealt a bad hand. Do you watch the documentary? You guys see the documentary on him on Apple? Fucking great. So good. And he was peaking right there. Biggest star in Hollywood. Like he was hanging out with everybody. He just got done and he had no idea these two would blow up. He just got done the Wolf movie. What was that
Teen Wolf?
And Back to the Future.
And plus he's
at the same time.
You have to remember this is a Canadian dude.
Yeah.
He's 5'2".
Yeah.
You know,
no shot.
Everything was against him.
Yeah.
He had no chance of making it.
Was it Happy Days?
Family Ties and fucking Back to the Future. Then Teen Wolf, then fucking...
I blew up after that.
Then
blew up.
Fucking... What's the disease he's got?
Parkinson's. Right there. And as it started peaking, he was having like crazy shakes. In this documentary, it's wild because he's like even... He's hilarious, by the way, still. Super funny guy. And in the interview,
because
like,
he's shaking.
Oh, he's like this. Yeah, dude, you see him walk. You see him leave the building. He falls
he's
flat
funny,
on his face.
Funny.
No.
Yeah, like flat. And then some lady's like, "Oh my god, Mr. Are you Michael J.?" He's like, "Yeah, sorry about that." And he doesn't give a shit. He's like, "I'm going through life. I'm still doing it. It's pretty sick."
Oh, is that a real thing? Like
it's a real
he
thing.
Falls.
Yeah, he fucking bails. He's broken his hip. He's broken his arm. He's just from bailing. But he's like, I have to try and live normally. And like, sometimes it's worse or whatever.
And he takes like one pill a day, right?
Yeah, he takes like a couple, more than that, I think, every few hours, I think. Because you see him on camera taking one and he's like, he's starting to like, and it's calming down a bit. And he's like, all right, I think I'm good.
That's terrible. Neurological shit.
When he was like going, like, he got the diagnosis where his doctor's like, and he's like, this isn't supposed to happen to me. He's like, this is supposed to happen to somebody who's 70. He's like,
fucking Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is not supposed to happen to me. He's like, I can't deal with this. So he hid it for years, and he would take these pills or whatever to like bring it down. But he there's a montage of scenes from movies and TV shows that he was on.
Where you see him
where his hand is just like this, and he's like, yeah, yeah, and this, and then he's like hiding it and stuff, and it'll just start like climbing up on him and stuff.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. Shit.
And you see a whole montage. It's wild, but he's great spirits.
Where's that documentary?
On Apple. Really, really good documentary. Yeah, fucking. Yeah, Canadian hero, legend.
Yeah.
It's called Shake It Off.
Such a good, he seemed like a good dude and a good actor. Yeah.
And he was
really good on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
With the boots.
Great sense of humor in the documentary, too. He's like swearing all the time, his kids, too, around him.
Yeah, I feel, but one day that's going to happen to Poseidon. There's going to be a montage. I'm like, how do we not know? It's going to be clips of him doing podcasts jerking off.
Uncontrollably.
Yeah, we missed it. He was a sex fiend.
That's weird, though, eh? When you think, like now, whenever we think of Michael J. Fox, that's all we think about is the Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And so we never know how we're going to end up.
No.
Yeah.
So maybe they're going to think of me as hey, the guy with the fucking balloon on his neck.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Really?
Ew.
Okay, that's
gross. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you don't
Chris,
control
he's
how
the
they
guy
see
with
you.
That giant penis. Like, you know? He's the guy whose penis grew overnight to like 3 feet. Like,
remember that guy?
Fuck?
He had like YouTube followers and then he had a huge dick.
Yeah, he just grew a giant. He couldn't even pull it in his pants.
And he fucked a bunch of refugees and it all
he
went down.
He couldn't do magic anymore.
Yeah. He couldn't hide anything in his pocket.
Like, is this your card? No, it's your cock.
Yeah, oh my God.
He's like, is this your card?
No, but you guys are right because I recently did a podcast in French. I retold the story from Sous-Écoute with Christine. I showed you.
Yeah.
And then, it was the story of that I banged the crackhead, remember?
He doesn't know this story.
Nope.
So you have to and we you said this story. I don't think you've ever said it on
Two
Drink.
Yeah,
or if you did, you said it like episode 4.
Oh no, Two Drink Minimum, I never said it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
If you want to
I did?
Yeah, but say it again.
Great way to bring
it
in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Happy New Year.
So
you were on a dating app?
On Instagram.
Okay.
She followed me, she messaged me.
Kind of a dating app?
Yeah, I guess. And then she sends me a message, hey, I think you're cute, blah, blah, blah. We start talking. I'm like, hey, send me some pics, like, so I see what you look like. She wanted to hang out.
Was she hot?
She looked cute in her pictures, but they were all kind of...
But this was 2023. AI was out.
No, it was 2020.
She's the face.
It was 2020.
There was no AI.
Pre
no
or post pandemic?
During pandemic.
During pandemic.
There was a curfew and everything.
Oh,
did
shit.
She have a mask on?
No.
Okay.
What month was it?
I don't remember.
All right.
Was it hot or cold?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
It's the only thing that matters.
She's looking for a place to sleep. What's going on?
I think it was kind of warm.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's like, hey, I think you're cute. You're like, I'm horny. Come
yeah, exactly.
Over.
So come over. I'm like, fuck it, whatever. She didn't want to send me pictures. So
French girl or English?
French.
Okay.
So she didn't want to send me pictures, which I should have been.
No pictures.
No
she's
pictures.
On Instagram and no,
no pictures.
Pictures.
No, she had pictures of herself. She had pictures of herself,
it's
but they weren't
fucking
clear.
Black Lives Matter.
No, yeah. No, they weren't
clear.
They
were clear. All blurry.
Yeah, it's like every picture, she looked different.
Well, in one of them, she had a kid, so I knew she was a mom. She had kids. So I'm like, oh, she can't be like that disgusting. You know what I mean?
I don't know what that leap is. That's a weird leap. Have you seen...
That crazy lady stealing babies again?
So have you seen Honey Boo Boo's mom?
She's fucking hot.
She's as sweet.
Bring up Honey Boo Boo's mom just so Poseidon can see what we're talking about.
I think I've seen her as an
you know
obese
Honey
lady.
Boo Boo's mom is? Honey Boo Boo's mom is the most disgusting person in the world, I think.
So she comes over.
She lost weight.
Oh, that's actually not
June
a bad
Shannon.
Picture.
That's actually the girl that showed up.
Oh, she lost weight.
She lost weight. Good for her.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
But, yeah.
Dude, she kind of looked like that, but slimmer.
Okay.
And no teeth.
So hot, you mean?
No, so she comes. No, no. So she comes over. I open the door. And she goes, hey, what's up? And like, I was like in shock and shit. I was like, what the fuck is she? She was missing teeth. It reeked. So
did
I was
you
like,
think it was Guido?
You're like, hey, you just got back from Mexico?
It was Guido with a wig.
So, you're not going to fool me.
So,
he's like, yeah, I will.
Oh.
Yeah, I will.
So I open and she just barges
fool
in.
Fool me once.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, we're a couple.
You're not going to fool me, but this bottle's not going to kill itself. Come on in, buddy.
So she barges in And I'm like, fuck, I don't know what to do. So she's like, I'm going to use the bathroom real quick. So she goes to the bathroom.
What, to wipe
take a monster.
I guess
shit.
To wash up. Okay. But I didn't hear any. I didn't hear any water running. So I'm like, what is she doing there? I'm trying to figure out ways of how to get her the fuck out. And her, she's like playing it cool and shit. And she's just like chilling. She's making herself at home and everything. And
I like how he's like, her, she's playing it cool.
Playing it cool.
Make yeah. herself at home, bro.
In the toilet.
She's making herself at home.
Taking a
in
dump.
In my home.
Yeah.
Taking a dump. Yeah. You know, she's playing it cool.
Yeah.
Having a constipated shit. Yeah.
Shitting in a box for some reason.
She didn't even use, I didn't even hear any water. She was in there for 20 minutes, took a huge shit, didn't flush. Playing
yeah,
cool.
Because that's the only thing you can do in a toilet. Yeah. That you don't hear water. Yeah.
That's what he's like, playing
piss,
it cool.
You hear piss.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, speaking he's like, so oh, cool. Like, she lives here. She's taking a shit like she's me.
Comes out with a bag. She's like, where do I bring this?
Yeah.
So maybe she was rolling weed. I don't know what the fuck she was doing. Because then she had a joint.
Weed.
Well, because she had a joint. And then so she goes, where's your balcony? Oh, there's your balcony. She's like, because I have a small apartment. So she's like, I'm going to go smoke. Is that okay? I'm like, sure. So I'm like, fucking.
Do I push her off?
I'm like, fuck, what do I do? What do I do? But
did you think for a second maybe pushing her off and then being like, I don't know this bitch.
Intrusive
no,
thoughts.
No, not that. Because she didn't do anything wrong.
He's like, dude, I didn't even fuck her yet.
Yeah. So then
he's like, I can push her off, mm-hmm. then I can go down and bang her.
Yeah, before or after.
So then I smoked. She goes, you want to smoke some weed? I'm like, I don't know why the fuck I agreed. I go, oh, sure. I took a puff, but the thing is, I'm bad on weed.
And also, there may have been crack in there. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I may have smoked crack and not know. And then I don't know why the fuck I smoked. And then we go back to the living room.
Before you do that, where did you throw the butch?
I think we didn't smoke it all. She put it away, I think.
That's good.
Throw,
your
you
landlord's
throw it off the balcony to your landlord?
He remembers.
Yeah,
this
you better
guy.
Watch it.
Yeah,
you better watch. You incriminate
watch
yourself
this.
Here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No worries. So then after we go back inside and I sit on the couch because I'm like, fuck, what do I do? I'm trying to think. And she sits next to me and just puts her legs on me.
And this is a goblin.
Hideous.
Yeah. What does she look like?
No,
yeah.
Dude, you don't understand. She was actually a pretty like tall, big woman. Like she must have been like 5'10".
Like an Amazon.
5'10" pounds.
Yeah, no, 5'10".
Oh, I thought you were describing the big show.
Fuck, it would have been
a
way
lady.
Better 5'10".
She's a bigger lady than 5'10". I'm like, that's fucking Tatanka.
Dude,
I think
you fucked Andre the Giant.
So I sit down, so she puts her legs on me, and then I don't know what to do, so I was like, I put my hands and shit, and she's like, oh, you could pet them. I'm like
you
what
pet
the
them.
Fuck? So I started petting. I'm like,
you
awkward.
Can push my
I don't
dick
know what
to
the fuck
side.
To do. And we're chilling and shit, and then she just fucking grabs my face and licks the right side of my face
oh.
from
oh my
bottom
God,
to top.
Disgusting.
And I was like, I was in shock. I was like, what the fuck just happened? And then
she
gets
thought it was
up,
your asshole.
And maybe...
And so, she
imagine licks his face. Like, that's the worst asshole I've ever tasted.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. The smell, like
from
it
her
was,
mouth,
and from her,
like a
oh.
bear.
Yeah, it was bad, dude. And then what I found weird
like
is she came out of the bathroom, but she still stunk. So I was like, what the fuck? What is she doing?
Hold
there,
on,
you know?
When she went in.
She went in. I thought she was gonna freshen up. So I'm like, okay, maybe she's gonna
took
freshen.
A shit, bro. She added to the smell.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Then she's
fucking
stunk. She's
she
missing.
Probably wiped
she
forward
ate her
too.
Shit.
Oh.
She ate her shit. Yeah.
She was
licked you is what she did.
She was missing
she
half.
She didn't know what to do with it. She had it in her hand. She panicked. She ate it. She licked your face.
Oh, she was missing half her true. Teeth. Huh?
She was missing like all the teeth were cut.
Anyways, half her teeth.
That then is it? Then you moved it into the bedroom.
And she
after
grabs me. She grabs me. Come, we're gonna go. Let's go. I'm like.
She did not grab you.
No, no.
She went out of the bathroom. You were laying on your bed
with your
in your underwear with like kind
not,
of pulled down, so we could see your pubes not, in the beginning of your dick.
Not
and
even.
He's getting,
I'm
like,
just
hey.
Resting.
Like, this is an Instagram, huh?
Sweating.
You gotta pay the toll if you want to come to this troll's
just
house.
Sweating. Sweating profusely on his own bed.
And so we go to the room, and then she just starts sucking my dick. She was like, go
I like you said, she just starts sucking, like your dick is just magically there.
Through the pants, eh?
Yeah. He shows up holding his cock as hard. Yeah. He's like, I don't know how she starts sucking my dick. It was all her, though.
No, she made it hard.
Nice.
Really?
By licking your
so
face?
So far, everything you've described
would make me super soft.
Yeah,
no,
it would
no, no,
turn
no, no.
my
meaning,
dick
meaning,
into an innie.
Meaning she sucked my
I
dick
I would have called the police.
Hard.
Yeah.
Like probably the second
so
she wouldn't get out of my bathroom.
I don't know what
I
the fuck.
For an exorcist.
But it felt fucking amazing. So I didn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah. Were you closing your eyes as she was sucking your dick? Were you like blocking your nose?
I was about to start. I was about.
You're like. Mike. You know how if you're doing like, oh, this is so good. This is so good.
Can't imagine plugging your nose while getting head is the wildest thing.
I was actually about to.
So good.
Seriously, I was actually about to start crying because I didn't know what to do.
I like the whole toothless thing. Oh, Guido.
I was about to start crying because I didn't know what the fuck to do. I was like, ah. And then she's sucking my dick. And then it turns around. Puts a condom on.
Fuck the shit out of me.
Before bone tail. Yeah.
Before she put a condom on me, and then
was it her condom or your condom?
Mine.
Okay. Very important detail.
She put it with her mouth?
It's an important detail.
I don't remember. I think she put it with her hands.
Only with her tongue. It was wild.
Okay. Okay, so she had a condom on?
But before that, as she sucked my dick, like it reeked.
Sucking your dick and your dick reeked?
No,
so
the room reeked.
She put the condom on your dick?
Yeah, to stop the smell.
No, the room reeked.
Fucking and quarantine then, your dick.
The room
we
reeked.
We need a condom for his
How do you know the room reeked? She commented on it?
It just smelled. It smelled horrible.
So you should have kept it in the living room.
And then she fucking... what I did
Same
was...
Same apartment that
My brother's face right
now
is just...
almost burnt everything, dude.
Okay.
Sitting there staring at his computer.
And then I reached over and I like...
As she's sucking your dick, you...
I fingered her pussy a bit.
Okay.
Because I was like, there's no way. And then
Stop
I took my
that.
Fingers...
No way...
What was on the fingers?
Wait, before.
What'd you pull out?
When you put it in, was it like crusty? Was it like sloppy?
It was like, really imagine it.
There's a rubber chicken that came out.
I don't know.
Yeah, just a rubber glove with duct tape. You're like, oh, what is
it? So it was very
slimy?
Somebody's washed.
It was very slimy, and there was a lot of, you know, the eraser chunks?
Oh,
chunks from
bro,
an eraser?
Wait, hold on.
That was the
he
same.
He said this as if it's something
that was the same texture
that happens. He's like, you know,
no, it doesn't happen.
The eraser chunks.
No, hold on. In women's vaginas. When you use an eraser, I'm talking like those chunks that
are
left.
Yeah, that's the same ones I'm talking about.
That's how it felt in her pussy.
Yeah,
like it was just chunks of that.
Do you think it was guys trying to? Erase. Forget that they fucked her. They were like,
erase the smell?
We gotta erase it.
It's disgusting, but that's so fucking good. Such a good joke.
Yeah.
And then I smelled my fingers and almost died.
She's willfully just ingesting.
I'm still in shock. I don't know what
did
the fuck.
Did you lick them?
No, are you nuts, bro?
Where did you wipe them? On your leg, on her
I don't,
hair?
I don't even remember, dude. I think I fucked like this. I was like this.
Like 007?
Yeah, I was like this.
Yeah. You're GoldenEye, dude?
Okay. Yeah, I was just like this.
But wait a second.
Like, what are you doing? Fingers. I'm protecting us.
But wait a second. So she's sucking his dick. He fingers her. And then he goes, this is disgusting. Yeah. So then... I left them like this as
no,
I was fucking her.
Well, because everything
Jesus
happened.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. Dude, Mike.
She's disgusting. Couldn't you just leave?
Everything happened really fast.
Not that fast. I
know. It was really fast.
Like, dude, this is so fast.
It wasn't fast enough.
He came so fast through the smell.
Hold on.
Ugh.
I don't know what.
How did you come with the smell?
Dude, but that's what shocks
and the
me.
Look and
that,
the,
but that's what shocks me. Because
you could have sex with a child or an animal. That means.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm shocked.
Because an animal is less disgusting. Like a cute cat?
Yeah,
how
but
cute
I wouldn't
we
do
talking?
That.
Like a nice little kitty.
Like a larger cat, though?
A big cat with a big...
Like a larger
big...
cat?
Oh!
I love that he's pulling this up.
Fuck.
She was missing bottom ones, too.
That's what happened.
Oh, it was worse than this. That's crazy. Yeah, you'd be like, that's awful, but it was worse than this.
Yeah.
They look like the ones in Lord of the Rings, you know, that have to talk for the master, but the words are so dark it rots their mouth.
Or like Smeagol. Like Smeagol.
Oh, yeah. Bro, look at that. Chunk's like, wow.
You know what I feel bad, too, for this woman? Because he was like, yeah, I met her because she's a big fan of the podcast. She might be listening, going, "Is he? Oh, he's gonna talk." Oh, and then she's like, "Oh, I didn't know. If only he would have told me."
I see her having a whole different side of the story, being like, "That's a fuck this guy. That's not how that happened."
Honorable, I went into his fucking stinky house.
His asshole smelled so fucking bad.
Her hair.
He fingered his butthole and smelled it.
Her hair was unwashed.
Imagine if he's putting a finger in her pussy and she's got a finger in his ass at the same time.
She's like
and
this.
And then they're both like...
They're both over here just having sex. Somebody, this is a sticker.
But her hair, she had Rasta hair.
No, that's Rasta. The worst. That's the worst. Like dreads.
Yeah, but like really thick. And then I asked her, "Why is your hair like that?"
Because she's
earlier, and she goes, and she goes, "Oh, I'm a dread specialist."
Nope, she doesn't wash it.
Mm. I should have known.
Dreadfulest.
Yeah, and I should have known. That
it's,
was like,
it's, you know what it is? It's other dudes wiping their stinky fingers in her hair.
And come.
That's what I had actually a similar experience when I was when I was a teen lad.
But hold on, it's not done.
Oh, keep going.
Sorry.
No, I want to find out the end of him. Oh, yeah.
So everything was happening. But everything was happening so fast. And like she put the condom on, and she turns around and she did like 8 pumps. And I came. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
So she got on top of you?
No. Turned around and in doggy and she.
But doggy. Doggy's you.
Yeah.
Standing up. Yeah, because she was sucking my dick.
There's
she was
no
on
way
my bed.
My dick would have worked.
So you were standing up during the. I thought you were lying
down.
No,
I was standing up
bed.
The entire time.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to lie down. So she undid my pants.
But
like,
aren't you the clean one?
You stood up.
Like, huh? You're so clean, so you could have been lying down.
No, but I didn't want to lie down because I knew what it would entail. But then she just started fucking around.
I don't think you understood what it entailed.
You were just fucking her standing up.
She was fucking me standing up. She was She was basically ramming her pussy on my dick.
And you hated it so much you came in.
I came in eight
just
pumps.
Just so she can leave.
That's the opposite of you hating this.
And I didn't want to come, but I was like.
Eight pumps with a condom. So without a condom, it would have been
But he's actually onto something, because with the smell, with the erasure thing, with all the disgust, the fact that you got hard, you could literally fuck a barnyard animal.
Yeah.
You could fuck the whole barnyard.
And
you don't ruin
pumps.
The punch.
I do have, well, there's no
risk.
It was a fucking pig. I let a pig in the house.
Basically.
I wonder if you could have sex with ground beef.
I think so.
I'd like it. Probably.
Yeah.
I'm so turned on right now.
Not too
No. Not an actual.
You might be.
Not
this is an actual sheep.
Not an actual live animal. Those are nice asses.
Does sheep have nice asses, dude?
Dude,
you just hear about this? After what you just described,
they don't stand a chance.
There's a reason why, like, these Afghans are out there, like, fucking goat and sheep. Yeah. They've got gyat back there, dude. Okay.
But I've been, especially when I was younger. Now I'm starting to like slow down a bit. But like when I was younger, when I was like 18, 19, working at Telus, I had no phone to the chance. Dude, I would get like random erections, and I would have to hide behind the counter. And they were like, "Why are you standing there?" And then I would just stand there until it went away. Like it was crazy.
Yeah,
you didn't know how to place it.
I did. I would place
like,
it, but it was still. But I was still worried. I'd walk.
Every time the homeless lunch lady came in, like,
put it into the flip phones, and they'd be like, "What are you doing?"
I had a chick. I went to her house. I took like 3 buses.
Wait, hold on.
Was,
I want to hear this. I want to.
Wait, you're. No, it's not done.
Sorry. Because you motherfuckers keep interrupting.
That's right. No. It's a good story. My bad.
But anyways, so I finally come and I'm like in shock because I'm like I can't believe what the fuck just happened.
Post
I came.
Clarity.
I'm like this is insane. I can't. I feel disgusting. I felt like if I was on a balcony.
Disgusted or disgusting?
But both. I was. Disgusting.
I would have been like, oh.
I felt disgusting, but she saw me. And she was like, "Hey, are you okay?" I was like, Yeah, I'm fine.
Get out of my house.
I'm fine." And she's like, I can leave. It was if it's cool with you, you know. And this was past curfew. I'm like, Yeah, you can leave. Cause I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, "Are you okay? Are you sure?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you can leave." And she's like, "Okay, I'm leaving." And she leaves. And I start freaking the fuck out. I start undoing my bed. I brought on my balcony, all my sheets. I was like, should I fucking light them on fire? I had my lighter. I'm like, should I light them on fire?
You said you were standing up, though, when you were fucking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, but this was after.
Okay, yeah.
But she was on the bed.
Okay.
Yeah, she was on the bed.
Okay. Oh.
And I'm like, should I burn everything? I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I can't burn everything. I put them in a garbage bag. I was like, I can't. They can't touch the dirty clothes because this is dirtier than the dirty clothes now.
So
I put it in fucking garbage bags. I think I threw out the clothes that I had that day. I took like 5 showers. I was like freaking the fuck out. And then an hour later, I finally got to like calm down and shit and like from all this shit. And then she sends me, by the way, I had a great time. 5-star service.
And you killed yourself.
And I almost killed myself, yeah.
That's so funny, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so funny how disgusted you were by it. It's like, you're like, I feel like you can drive down Skid Row and just find some lady and fucking,
you
here's 200 bucks and bang her and be like, bleh, beat her up.
Yeah. But I couldn't fuck for a while
you
after that.
Came in 8 pumps.
Yeah, that's what fucked, I think that's what fucked me up the most.
Nothing gets him off the most,
that you
but
were
afterwards.
Still horny is what, you're like, yeah, I'm a disgusting piece
you're
of shit.
Yeah, you're never gonna have ED.
No,
if you're able to fuck,
you could fuck a corpse.
Fucking
yeah.
A
corpse.
If she'd stay there 30 minutes longer,
if you're gonna die mid-sex, you're gonna continue till you're done. And then you're gonna be like, oh no, I gotta call a cop.
You can, you can keep on banging your girl 3 weeks after she dies.
Yeah,
yeah.
God damn,
that's insane.
I wouldn't do it, but
I hope to God not.
No, but that,
if she'd have been there 20 minutes longer, he would have probably killed her. Like that's how much he didn't want her there. But then he would like immediately be on Instagram looking through DMs.
Yeah. No, I couldn't talk. I was fucked up for like a few months, dude. I felt so disgusted with myself and what happened. I was like, this is terrible. Anyways, all this to say back to, I did the French podcast about the whole perception thing that you guys said. Some people in the comments.
What?
Yeah, because earlier I mentioned the there was a French podcast that I retold the story. And that was a story, but I reset it.
But go on.
So there are people in the comments, mostly women, and they're saying like, poor
that
dude.
You got raped?
Yeah, they're saying he got sexually assaulted. Nah, this is crazy. How is he saying it by laughing? Nah, because it is a funny story.
Yeah. Don't fall for the Me Too traps, bro.
Yeah.
Caught by my doctor, dude, and no one said shit.
What?
You got jerked off by your doctor?
I'm not really a
what?
Doctor.
What? Yeah. No way. No.
Was it a hot chick or a dude?
It was like close to here too.
No,
a hot dude. Chick?
I was 26.
Was it a dude?
It was a dude.
Oh God damn it!
Big
I'm sorry, man.
Fat mouth breather.
How the fuck did he jerk you off?
Would it be better if he was a little handsome?
Yeah.
Like,
if he was handsome, it wouldn't have bothered me as much.
I'd rather get jerked off by a disgusting old man.
No.
Than,
no.
Yeah.
No, because then you're like, you tricked me into it. A handsome guy maybe could talk me into it if he's good at work.
If he's charismatic,
but
he's got the riz.
This guy just like straight tricked me.
If he's clean shaven too.
He got the best of me. But
how did he trick you?
I went in for a medical. I've never been in. I've never done a medical as an adult.
Do you think this guy sees you on YouTube and go, "This guy solves puzzles in half a minute"? Couldn't even tell I was gonna jerk him off.
This guy,
the fuck? that puzzle everyone gets, but not him.
Yeah,
the guy solved your puzzle, your asshole puzzle, bro.
That's exactly. It's like, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah. He's like, solving his ass
for sure.
Easy. Two fingers.
For sure, he's like, oh, this is the guy who never got hard. That's like what I am.
So what happened?
I went for a medical because I was looking for a license to drive like longer vehicles.
As one would.
Yeah. And I was looking for a class 4B license. And they're like, you need a medical. Never had one. Went to this place. This guy, I'm in the office. He sat down on one of these wheelie chairs. His gut sort of hanging between his thighs.
Love it.
You know what I mean? Just like breathing like this.
Like a Gérard Depardieu type guy?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And he goes, I'm like, yeah, you're for the minute. He's like, all right, take off your clothes, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to fucking make this weird. I'm just going to drop trout. I'm just going to get naked because it's take off your clothes, right? So I'm like, nah, I'll just get fucking naked. He's a doctor. He's seen this shit before.
Full naked, but sunglasses on.
Full naked, sunglasses on.
I love it.
Dick hard as a rock. No. And then he grabs me and he goes like in between his thighs and I'm forward facing.
What do you mean he goes, hold on.
What?
Because he's like, he's
Poseidon,
like,
can you come be the doctor? I just want to see.
He's taking his thumbs and putting them into my, digging them into my hips here, checking for stuff, I think. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. So I just let it happen. And he does all this. And then he's like, all right.
And then he has to taste to make sure
he goes lay
no
down
weird
on the bed.
Taste.
Did he kiss? Or
no, he didn't kiss
was
me.
Was he breathing on your dick?
He was kind of like shaking me, rocking me. I was looking up here, to be honest. I felt like looking down would make it even weirder.
Wait, he put his face on your dick?
Nope. No. Just kind of like here. I was
like
really close.
You didn't think like putting your hand on his head would be good?
No, I thought about I mean, I thought about many things. Just like one of them was running away. But he's like, have a lay down on the bed. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm gonna lay down on the bed.
Jesus Christ.
I lay down on the bed. Now I literally feel like I've just been abducted by aliens. Yeah. A cold slab, white light over my head.
I'm Marilyn Monroe. You're on your stomach. First
I'm on my back, completely naked on this slab with a little piece of paper on it. Right. And he goes, and he comes up and he goes, have you ever had any STDs? And I go, no. And he's like, have you been tested? I was like, yeah. And he's like, no discharge. I'm like, no. And he grabs my cock and he starts going like this. And he's like, never had discharge. And I'm like, nope. And he's like, all right. And he slaps my thigh and he's like, get dressed. That was my whole physical. It lasted 5 minutes and he signed away on my things. I left there being like, that was easy. Yeah. That's the only thought that went through my head.
Wait,
it was
hold on. That's not
fucking
how it works.
Easy. I never been in a physical. I thought that was a physical. I was like, yeah, super easy. Years later, I'm like, I'm just making a joke kind of like this where I'm like, oh yeah, I think my doctor might have jerked me off once. And they're like, tell a story. And then I tell a story and I'm like, and all my friends are like, are you fucking serious? And my buddy Antoine, who works here, he goes, was that in, and he names the place. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh fuck, me too. Me and Antoine got me too.
No,
by the same guy.
And did you just go find him?
Well, what's the guy's name?
You think he's still dishing out handjobs? Let's
you
find
probably
him.
Google, sure. I think we've Googled let's him before on the podcast.
He gets away with it for sure.
We've looked him up. He's still doing it.
He's still around.
I think he's still a doctor.
Well, let's stop him.
So for me, the only thing I was like, well played. That was what I took away from. I was like, you son of a bitch. I don't have any trauma from it. I don't give a fuck. I thought it was a regular thing. He wanted to jerk off a soft dick. It did nothing to me. I don't give a shit, right?
Poseidon, hunt him down, test him. The second he grabs that cock.
Yeah, after, for me, I was just like, that's the difference between a man and a woman, though. Because if you get penetrated, I think it's a little more fucked up.
Yeah.
But if you're just getting jerked off by a dude, like, I was just like, all right,
Do you think he does that, and then after he's done, like, maybe a physical is supposed to be longer,
he jerks off.
I think it's a test. It's probably a test, too, to see if I get hard.
To see if you get hard.
Yeah, because maybe I'm like,
but what about guys like Poseidon who get hard even with corpses?
That's right.
He'll just be hard.
I can give you his name.
Even if it was a...
You'd get hard.
A very sensitive dick.
Yeah, so you'd get rock hard right away. He'd be like, you'd
get
hard
with the guy jerking you off.
He likes me.
Yeah, if a guy jerked you off, you'd get hard.
And he would think that Poseidon likes him. And all hell would break loose in that room. Yeah.
Oh, I would murder him.
You'd be like, you think I like you just because I'm super hard?
Yeah, he's like, dude, as soon as I fucking come, you're dead.
I guess I was like, I would never get hard if a guy jerked me off. We're like, all right, prove. He's like, fuck yeah, bring any guy here. I would fucking bring any guy. Ask any guy to jerk me off right now. Come on. Come jerk me off. I won't even get hard.
Bro, that all the guys in the neighborhood, let him jerk me.
You know, we were trying to find something that would be better than him shitting his pants.
Yeah, this was it.
For $2,000, would you let a guy jerk you off?
No.
To completion.
If he was a doctor. A medical doctor.
No. I've learned my lesson.
You made money.
Don't fall for it. You can do it for free. You don't need to pay him $2,000. You can do it for free. I know a guy.
Not some creepy rapist, but a medical professional.
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't do it.
A dentist. He's got
dental school, has his own chair and everything.
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't do
it. But that is fucked up that, like, it didn't, like, I don't think it would bother you. That's the thing.
Look, I'm telling you right now, I feel like you should do something because he may be doing that shit to kids.
Yo.
He's 2 for 2 for adults, so I kind of trust him.
That wouldn't have freaked me out, I don't think. But I'm the type of person, if he would have been like, get naked, I would have left my underwear on.
Yeah.
And then he would have been, take your underwear off, and I would have put my hand on my dick. Like, I'm very protective.
Right. I was literally trying to open his mouth. That might have not helped.
I embarrassed.
Slapping him.
I had gone to, this was years ago. I told you a story of my
ankle, I remember.
The Greek doctor. And apparently he became like the president recently of the Greek community.
I'm gonna give you those
and he ran into the ground. Anyways, so. I go, oh wait. Bam, bam, bam. What is this?
Oh, you take a shot? You don't drink?
No, I'm just waiting because the cameras and all that stuff.
You want
tell
one
the
shot?
Story.
You want a shot?
No, I don't want a shot. I got to drive.
Yeah, I got to drive, dude.
Oh, you're not shooting either?
Nah, I'm driving.
All right, well, never mind.
You live here.
There you go, Mike. Oh.
So I had ankle problems. So my mother got me her doctor, this old Greek guy. So I go in and I don't see the doctor. It's a nurse. She was all right. And she tells me, go in the room, take off your clothes. So I stood in the room with my boxers on. And then she came in aggressive and she's like, I said, all your clothes. So I was like, No, I was very upset. Like, I go, this doesn't make any sense. Because I go, you know they're here for my ankle. She's like, I know. So now I'm standing there naked and it's cold in there. So I wasn't showing my best self.
Was this
and she comes back in, puts the thing around my arm to measure your heart pressure. Does it. I was panicking the whole time because she was just standing there. And my dick's right there and it wasn't, my dick wasn't showing off. And then she rips the thing off and goes, okay, put your clothes back on. The doc's going to see you. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck's happening here, you know? So I go, I sit down. The doctor shows up. He's like, I'm looking here. Yeah, what the fuck's going on? Your heart, man. It's
beating
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, and I go, what are you talking about? Of course I have a high, like it's not my normal rate. I was going crazy because I was naked in the room and she came in and did the heart. He's like, no, it's fucking, it's too much, like especially for a young man. I go, take it now. Because it's completely different than what it is. I came in for my ankle. He's like, your ankle's fine. Just lose some weight because you're big. I go, you didn't check my ankle. I go, I was naked and you did this heart thing. Dude, the guy was so crazy. He gave me a machine to monitor my heart rate and I had to call in my results, which I never did. I sold the machine. And he gave me pills that I was supposed to take.
Did you sell the machine?
Yeah, I sold the machine.
Real?
Yeah, I sold the machine because it was money. It was a free machine. So he
how
gave
much?
Me the machine. How much did I sell for? How much was it worth? It was worth a lot, I remember, but it was a couple hundred bucks that I was able to get off street cred for it.
Who the fuck needs that on the street? That's so weird.
Oh, bro. Old people.
Older people.
Old people.
Yeah,
love
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
fucking
like, I went to see a doctor, and they were like, hey, your blood pressure is a little high. Do you have a machine? And I was like, of course I don't have a machine. Who the fuck has a machine at home?
Old people.
But yeah, okay. I guess I'm an old person.
I found out from the pharmacist because I used to work right next door at the Jean Coutu. So when I went in, the pharmacist, I explained them to me and they're like, oh, this is a good machine. You know? And I was like, I don't need it. I don't actually need it. I'm still angry. But I go, he didn't check anything. He never saw me. She saw me naked, put the thing for my heart, and then told me to put my clothes on. It was the craziest fucking experience.
Hmm. How old were you?
I was at Jean Coutu, so
15,
in my
16?
20s.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
Yeah. But that's a lady.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't complain about shit like that. You know what I mean? When it's a lady.
No, I don't feel violated. What I'm saying is how shitty the doctor was. I felt stupid because it was cold in there. So, it looked like my dick wasn't.
Was it the joint across Park Metro?
No, it's.
Okay, it was another joint.
Yeah, it's right next to. It's right next to where the Indian restaurant is. You go up the stairs, Wiseman Jean Talon.
Okay.
Right there. Right across from Cosmos.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is it one of you guys that told me? There was a guy that went to see a doctor that got a prostate exam, and he came, and then he went back to murder his doctor.
That wasn't me. I never heard that story, but it sounds amazing.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Nope.
I heard that some guy went in to see his doctor and then to get a prostate exam, and then when he put the finger up the ass, the guy
he went
came
back and killed him?
Like, right away.
God,
and then the
we
guy,
came.
Yeah, he came. And then the guy was like, that motherfucker made me gay. He made me gay. And then he got a gun and went back and murdered the doctor.
Have you guys ever wanted to get milked?
No.
Milked
is
I,
squeezing your
nah.
cock up?
Huh? Get your prostate milked.
Have I
what
ever
the fuck does
wanted?
That hold on, what does that mean?
Come through prostate. Come through
like finger your asshole.
The actual G spot.
Why are you saying milked? Milked, I thought it was like milk.
No, you get fucking
I've never
what?
Like I
that's
don't
weird.
Like
is
I
that
like
a real
it,
term
like
I thought a, milked was the milking table.
No,
I like it when my girl like puts a like she never puts a finger in but
not fully?
I don't the finger in fucking I hate it.
Yeah, it's too
but
violent.
I like the
it's being
the
played
hello,
with? Yeah.
The ding dong.
That's all right.
The hover it's around the ass. Excuse me, little boy.
It's forbidden territory.
Home?
You're like, oh.
He likes it when solicitors come by, but he doesn't let them in the house.
Yeah. Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. But I like the pressure.
Yeah.
But as soon as anything goes in,
threshold,
I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The furthest I like is the gooch.
Oh, yeah.
So just up until the lawn, I guess, if you would.
Yeah, the taint?
Yeah, the taint. There you go.
The gooch, the lawn.
The gooch, the lawn, whatever the crackhead.
The fugazi. I got the fugazi.
Bro, as long as there's bits of eraser, I'm in.
Do you guys ever hear sounding?
What?
Sounding?
I don't know anything about what you're saying, but I want to hear
no idea what that is.
Sounding?
Do you stick rods in your pee hole?
Oh, that's what Sonia does to people.
Don't,
no,
don't get
stop.
Some people off.
Yeah, that's what she said. No, fuck that, bro.
Yeah,
I've seen videos of this.
And you make it vibrate, right? With like the sound.
Some people, no. Some people, yeah. I guess maybe. I just know it's
how
it's more like un son en français.
Okay,
like it's like something
okay.
to.
It's metal
how
wands.
Many, like here's the thing, like you know, you've had way too much weird sex.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
If you
my head's
need
hurting.
A metal
yeah.
thing. In your dick hole,
yeah.
you're like, look, lady, I can't. I'm look, you're real nice, and I like you, but I can't, you know.
If you start putting metal rods in my dick, the next step is just shooting me in the head.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy part is like what I'm thinking is that they only do this when they're erect, right?
I don't know.
So it's like in my head, you would have to surprise me with it. Because if you told me this is what
we're
doing,
kill you.
I wouldn't get hard.
Yeah.
It would be impossible for me to get hard. But if you were like already hard and you're like, hey, want to try something new? Yeah. Sure, what's that? Oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
But just the idea of like, oh, we're sounding tonight, I would shake. I would be sweating.
You're telling me now I don't feel good. I feel sick.
Yeah, I watched a video I went on Pornhub.
That's my choice, bro.
I was hard. I wanted to jerk off, and then I'm like, what the fuck is that? It was my first time discovering
There's
that.
There's no
shit.
Dudes in this.
Yeah, dude, look, this is the shit. Oh my fucking God, dude.
Yeah, sounding.
You saw two dudes put their dicks together?
No. It was a dude. So.
They're sounding together.
So I'm about to.
It looks like they're sharing a ball.
Fuck, 15 centimeters.
Yeah. It looks like they're passing a ball.
It's
$7.99. Buy it now.
Dude.
Both can end you, plug. Since it's eBay, reason. Can you bid? Try to lowball.
Click in the add to cart.
$4.
No, but try to bid. Like,
here's the thing. If you have foreskin, you can dock.
It says used in good condition.
You can also dock at the same time.
No, it's not. Oh.
Imagine doing that, then docking. That's how black holes are created, I think.
And those drawings of cocks. Are disgusting.
Yeah, they're nice cocks.
They're very disgusting. Basic drawings.
They're pretty nice. Those are good dicks.
They're not the worst.
How deep is that going?
15 centimeters.
Yeah, but that's his balls.
Yeah.
So those are tiny cocks. If it's so, that means it's 15 centimeters, which is only 6 inches. So it's 3 inches each cock. So these guys have two and a half inch fucking...
Those are children.
Those are cocks that are this long.
Those are two kids.
Those are drawings of children.
Those are two kids selling sharing a silly straw.
Yeah, there's like an inch there in the middle, so that's like two and a half.
That came with a Happy Meal, bro.
It's two children. Little tiny boys.
Yeah.
Fucking, what a shitty childhood.
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't get much worse than having to sound at a young age, yeah. I think.
I think the only way it gets worse is your doctor jerking you off.
Honestly, no. It wasn't that bad.
No, that's worse, dude.
Yeah. Well, there was a story when you were talking about this lady that you were consummating with, you were trying to have children with on your bed. You're fornicating.
If it turns out that she became pregnant and she's hiding the kid till he becomes successful, well, number one, the joke's on her. But
go fuck yourself.
But it would be amazing.
She'll be on her deathbed and she'll be like, God damn it.
That gamble never paid off. Yeah. But that would be crazy if he finds out, because that would inside that I think he'd kill himself. He'd be like, I cannot be attached to this woman for the rest of my life.
No, I think I would seek her out, kill her.
And steal your kid.
Kill the kid.
He would kill her with a Triton.
You'd kill your offspring.
Yeah, that abomination.
It would just be you toothless being like, ah, my ass! Stick it in my ass!
It's Guido.
Have you ever thought about that? Like, having...
Fucking Guido?
Like, someone from your past coming up to you and going, hey, you
have
a 16-year-old kid.
I have thought about it.
I have, yeah.
Because I have had those experiences with women in the past at a bar, right? And so, yeah, you think about it years later, you're like, oh, shit. Like, fuck. What would you do?
Yeah,
I don't like.
I think I'd go on Maury.
I'd go for the first thing I'd do. I'd do the test.
Do the sure. But on Maury.
I'd do the test definitely on Maury, yeah. And I'd go
you are
on.
Not the
and
father.
If the kid looks like me, I'd go. He's definitely not my kid.
Yeah,
he's definitely not. Yeah, and then yeah. I'd be like, what?
Did you see the one guy on Maury recently where he was like, I don't even know if this
does
is recently.
Maury is Maury.
I don't
still
know. Yeah, but it's got to be still just pregnancy test the whole time.
God damn.
And he's like, and this one guy, he's like, that ain't my kid. And this is like an older guy. And he's like, that ain't my kid. Cause I swear to God, when this kid was like one, he looked at me and he went like, adios. He said, adios. I ain't Spanish. Kid said, adios. And he's trying to convince the audience. Maury's bent over in stitches. Like, fuck. This can't be real. These people can't be real.
Some of them are dumb.
These are NPCs. This is GTA 6.
Like, Maury Povich, he used to be married. Well, he's still married to Connie Chung. And she was the anchor.
Very respected.
For CBS News. Like, she was the... She replaced Walter Cronkite. Yeah. Like, she was the fucking face... Yeah. Of legit news.
They made
and
her in Simpsons, you have, pretty much. Yeah,
yeah, and then you have this fucking dummy.
Yeah.
This fucking dummy.
He's not dumb.
That has
he's,
no talent.
He's very smart.
He's smart, dude.
Is he smart?
Yeah.
But he's got he's no, like...
He's a ringleader, is what he is. He's like okay. a ringleader of this fucking, of this cult. I had a friend who went on Maury years ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago. And she was a girl who I wasn't seeing. This was longer than that. This might have been 20. Maybe 25 years ago.
Holy okay. shit!
Yeah, so I'm an older gentleman.
Yeah.
Well, I was like 21.
You're like
no, this was like 19.
You're not even 40.
This is
so
18.
How is this like 18. 25
sorry,
years ago?
18 years
like
ago.
36
yeah.
years ago.
It was a lifetime ago.
I was one. Yeah.
Like 18 years ago okay. is I think I just moved
my girlfriend
to Quebec.
The third grade went on yeah. Maury.
I just moved. I just moved to Quebec, and me and this girl were about to hook up. We never ended up hooking up. She hooked up with one of my friends.
Oh.
But then started sleeping around. Years later, I'm texting her and she's like, yeah, I just went on Maury. And she starts laying down the law of how things work at Maury. And basically behind scenes, they egg you on and say, you have to like overreact when you get the results.
Okay.
It's if you don't, you will not get paid to be here. You will like you will not
oh,
air
shit.
All that
okay.
shit. Yeah, they
kinda,
literally
kinda like
tell you.
What, who is the other guy?
Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jerry
pretty much.
Springer,
same
yeah.
thing. Behind the scenes, they're like, fucking, you better. And so yeah. that's why they put on like this extra show or whatever.
But it depends because I could see Poseidon being on the show. Look, you got to be on top. You got to hit people across the head with a chair. Poseidon's like, you don't got to tell me twice.
That was wild, too, that Springer was even yeah. legal.
That was crazy.
And there was just one show. What was the show that a guy killed another guy? Because he had a secret gay crush.
That was
on him.
The woman's talk show, not Ricky Lake. It was
no.
Ricky Lake.
No.
Jenny Jones.
Jenny Jones.
Jenny Jones, yeah.
Jenny Jones.
I
she's
love that
the
show.
Only one that fucking like
got backlash.
Got backlash.
Yeah.
So
and
Poseidon,
the other
you know
ones
story?
Were crazier. Okay, so this guy goes on the show and he was like, this person has a secret crush. So let's say the first one on is like Pantelis, and then it's a hot chick that's like, I've loved him for 4 years, and oh, fuck, I love her too. And then they make out. And then,
true
like,
story.
The third guy, it's he's like, do you know who your secret crush is?
This.
And he's like, I don't know. And then it's this gay dude that works
one of
with
his buddies,
him.
Like, right?
No.
It's one of his friends. And then the guy... The guy that was a victim of the gay crush murdered the gay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the show.
Yeah, after
he kept
the show,
because
he
goes, look,
him.
I'm not getting interested. And the guy kept sending him letters and stuff. And then at work, everyone was making fun. He goes, faggot, the guy's going to bang you.
No.
And he had it.
And
he said, leave him alone. And the guy, I guess, sent him one last letter. He snapped and killed him.
I think I remember seeing this episode
what,
live.
Which one is
I mean, like the first
which
airing
one is
of it.
The gay guy and which one is the victim?
Well, I think he's the straight guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
no, I think the guy on the left is the straight guy.
No, I think it's
no.
Him.
So no. the gay guy is the one with the hair.
Oh yeah, the gay guy.
I don't
the one
think
with the
it's
hair.
That guy. I think this guy has nothing to do with the story.
Okay.
I think it's over there.
Cause I
same
think,
guys.
Yeah, it's the same
oh,
guy.
Yeah. It looks different. I think that's
I
the straight
think,
guy.
I think the bald headed guy is the gay guy.
He looks gay to me.
And the.
He looks like the Albanian that wanted to bang.
Yo,
him.
Dude, let's not kid ourselves. They're both gay. Like, that's why he killed him.
Yeah, there's nothing
yeah, yeah.
gayer than
no,
shooting.
No, definitely.
Him.
They're
yeah,
both
yeah.
gay. Like, he's.
I had a friend.
Yeah, yeah, that.
100%.
I had a friend that from like my first years in Montreal that came out of the closet like 2 years ago. And when I told another one of my friends from my early years in Montreal, he was like, oh, fuck, it makes so much sense. You know how, like, when you're young and you're in a car. And you'll switch gears and you'll just rub your friend's leg just to pretend like you're gay, like and like everyone used to do that just as a
sure.
joke. Or you put your hand and then the guy go ah go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And then he goes one time I switched gears and I put my hand on his leg and the guy started yelling you motherfucker.
That the guy was gay.
Fuck it. Yeah. The guy that 20 years later came out of the yeah. closet. He was like, you motherfucker, you fucking touch me again, I'm going to fucking
yep.
kill you.
Holy shit.
And then my friend was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Holy
that's,
shit.
That guy, that's what's it.
Yeah,
that guy's
so
gay.
That, so 100%. That guy is probably every night in his jail cell is just fucking,
so happy.
Oh.
Yeah, so happy he's in jail
jerking
with a bunch
off.
Of dudes.
Jerking off, and then he's trying to get punished.
Trying to, yeah,
yeah.
trying to get fucked with dudes in
the thank God they put
soap.
Me in prison
he's
where
been,
nothing gay ever
just
happens.
Just dropping soap. And, fucking
and he's going, oopsie.
Yeah.
And they're like, sir, You're in the library. Stop jumping stuff in the library.
Oh, no.
We're in the kitchen.
It would be a shame if the Holy Bible climbed up my ass.
Sticking all the eraser shavings in his pocket for later.
That's insane. She's got to check out her vagina. That's nuts.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was homeless.
She uses her pussy as a pencil case.
Since this is the New Year's episode, do you have any resolutions?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I would say continue losing more weight, get down to a healthier weight.
You should say start.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
I did. I lost 20 pounds.
20 pounds.
I was 290. I'm 270 now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I took a
but
shit.
He was 270 before. He went back when
I
got 290.
And you were 2.
No, I thought I was 285, but really I was 290.
Okay.
And then so I was 290. I'm like 270, 272 okay. around there. I'm hovering around.
I like how he's like, I just bought a new scale and it showed me a different weight. So,
yeah. How did you think? How can you think that you're 270 but you're 290? Because you're like, you look in the mirror and you go, 270.
He's good at calculating.
No, I weighed myself.
Okay.
He's a genius.
Yeah, I weighed myself. I weighed myself at the gym
at
home.
With a bad scale?
Like, no, because before when we were telling you gain weight, you're like, I didn't gain weight. You're like, nah, bro, like 270, 280 max. And then you're like, listen, bro.
No, I was actually 290.
That's what we were telling you. And you're like, nah, you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I guess.
So lose weight.
But I know I've lost weight too because I'm now to the fourth.
Do you see your dick?
I've always been able to see my dick, but I'm down to
really at 290 you could see your dick.
Except
well,
for when
took,
I had
it took effort in
well,
a mirror.
Well, no, when I had to piss,
and a mirror.
When I had to piss, no,
did you
but
have a mirror?
But like when I was hard, yeah, I could see my dick, no problem.
Yeah, when you're hard, of course, when you're hard.
Yeah, the doctor could see your dick too.
Christ.
Yeah, but soft, I had to do a little like forward lean.
Okay,
that's fine.
Yeah, of course.
Lean back.
But I'm at the fourth hole of my belt.
Stavos had a great,
and I was at the third.
Looks like you're. When you're getting head, looks like you're behind a tall guy at a concert. So funny.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
That's so good. That's so funny.
He's like, use the mirrors the barbers use.
So your resolution is to just
continue losing weight. I want to focus on that. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a resolution. It's just business as usual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a dream. Pipe dream.
You got a resolution?
I don't do resolutions.
Yeah.
I do them. Other times in the year, like usually in the summer, whenever I have like a couple of weeks off, then I start thinking and I'm like, oh fuck, I should change this about myself.
Yeah,
it's always shit that I like when I take time to look at my life and I go, what have you become? And then I change that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You should be more modest this year.
Oh,
hey. Oh,
and if you want to watch this point. Modest man, he's on tour all over Quebec. MikeWard.ca for tour dates. MikeWard.ca is also the place where you find links to his Patreon, patreon.com/choosingood. It is the home of the world's number one French language comedy podcast. There you go, that modest guy.
Damn right.
Michael Choose a Good. New episodes drop weekly.
Totally,
and if you're on the
bus.
Patreon, you get to watch it live Sunday nights. Poseidon is online. TheePoseidon69 is Twitter handle. We got our boy Chris Ramsey here. That's first.shop, Chris Ramsey shop. That's where you can buy merch. You can buy cards. You can become a magician yourself. Go to the doctor and show him a magic trick. It's a hard dick. PantelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. Tour dates in Quebec to be announced this month. Or they're already announced, actually, if you're watching. This is New Year's episode. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you all.
What's your resolution?
I don't know. I just do what I need to do when I need to do it. But mostly in August is when I think about what can I change for next year.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
same. Whatever.
You?
Yeah, same. Same old.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
When
no,
you're
I had
the
a good one,
guy,
dude.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Same.
You know, we're signing
like,
off, I guess.
Have you ever had gay thoughts? No. Yeah. How about you? No. Yeah. How about you? No.
Disgusting.
I honestly think getting regular checkups at my local doctor is really gonna. I'm just gonna get checked. You know, I'm 40.
I gotta stop.
Prostate exams are gonna start.
Go every day.
I have to go for regular checkups. So that's my just stay healthy.
I got a good doctor for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, but you don't do resolutions?
I don't know. I haven't given it that much thought yet.
Okay.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it next year.
We gotta catch that doctor for real.
Right.
Yeah, we gotta start a new show to catch a doctor.
To catch a doctor?
I'm down.
One episode?
God damn.
Just one episode.
He's like, I was gonna retire anyway.
We know
it's
where
fine.
He is.
He shows up with his stethoscope.
Yeah, he's like, what? You gonna arrest me for what? Jerking off adults, guys? Jerking off adult guys? Come
jerking
on, who's gonna believe you?
All dudes?
Yeah. Jerking off adult people who are consenting
at least
and willing.
You didn't come.
No, yeah.
If you
well,
came.
That's what he says to us.
Yeah.
If you came,
you would have hated yourself.
If he made me hard, I would have come. But he couldn't
dude,
even
make
me hard.
Dude, for all we know, he's been fucking hanging
and
bagging.
He's bad at jerking off, dude.
He was, I think he's bad at jerking off himself. So because he was trying to jerk me off like I was a fucking cow's tit. Yeah. I was like, this is not how you jerk people off. He was looking for something in there. It
he
was
looking for pre-cum.
He was. Or discharge.
He should be, like, he's been doing this so much, he should be good at jerking off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like someone
his
that's
hands
been doing
were so soft,
for...
dude. The doctor's hands, so soft. Never, really? Yeah, never touched manual labor in his life, for sure.
Which oh, is God, good yeah. for a hand.
So nice. Yeah. It was nice on my end. Well, dude, I'd rather have that than a fucking some contractor jerking me yeah. off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all of this disgusting. The fact that you let this guy jerk you off and you don't want to go kill him is crazy to me.
Bro. All right. Don't knock until you try it.
I'd say we're done.
All right. All Happy right. New Year.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.